This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As of yesterday, according to the United Nations, just over 3.9 million people have left Ukraine trying to get away from the war. They have gone to Romania and Hungary, Slovakia as well, but overwhelmingly 2.3 million of that 3.9 million, they have gone to Poland. The government in Warsaw has authorized almost $2 billion to support them, but as Marketplace's Sabri Benishul reports, Poles themselves have decided that is not enough and are chipping in to help.
When Russia began invading Ukraine, 75-year-old Alla Mikhno was in bed.
It was exactly at 4 a.m. when she woke up to this horrific noise of sirens.
This is Alla's granddaughter, Emilia Komarova, translating for her.
5 nights in a row when the sirens were going on, they were all running to metro. And because metro is now like a hiding place, it's like a bomb shelter.
When not in the subway, Alla would sleep in her bathtub. Emilia watched all this unfold on TV from Washington, D.C. Sometimes she would reach her grandmother on the phone, finding her sitting on the concrete floor of the subway station, surrounded by huddled families.
She was all by herself, and it's very heartbreaking because only in moments like this you understand, that you should have spent more time with her. You should have appreciated time with your grandma more, your grandparents and family in general.
Across the border in Poland, Emilia had an old college classmate from American University, Patrick Czerwony. Like so many Poles, he was trying to find some way to help the streams of refugees from Ukraine.
I texted every friend that came to mind, not even friend, but even people I didn't really know well. And I offered the possibility to stay at our family house.
He reached out to Emilia on Facebook, and the timing was lucky. Her septuagenarian grandmother was then threading her way to the Polish border. A group of Ukrainians in Latvia had organized an evacuation bus, and her neighbors put her on it.
You have 40 minutes to pack your stuff, and then we're leaving.
The bus spent 24 hours at the border, but got through, and Patrick was there with a car to take Alla to his family home in Kanchuga, Poland. Her daughter and son-in-law were there, too. They had been traveling when the war broke out and also found their way to Patrick's house, where he tried to make them feel at home.
He could not even mention everything that he has done because he has done so much. He took them to various stores. He showed specific places where you can get discounted food or free food specifically for Ukrainians who don't have money with them or have low budget because of everything.
He took them to pizzerias, gave them a tour of a medieval castle, basically just tried to distract them from the 24/7 news coverage of destruction back home. And Patrick was far from the only one in this small town trying to help. Everyone from grocers to bus drivers pitched in.
When drivers see passports, Ukrainian passports, nobody's asking any questions, so it's free for Ukrainians.
It's a very small town of 3,000 inhabitants. However, it has turned into, each of these towns has really turned into an area of, welcoming refugees and offering everything people could to, help and make people feel at home.
A kindergarten opened up spots for Ukrainian kids, a cooking club made meals, people set up fundraisers. The Polish government is offering financial aid to households who take in refugees and is allowing Ukrainians to work for the next year and a half. At the border, Alla got a free SIM card for her phone. There were donated clothes and toys. Ukrainians can get debit cards with an allowance each month and access to health care.
She wants people to understand that Polish people are incredibly supportive, and they're doing everything to make people's sufferings easier.
Aside from that, Alla Mikhno just wants to go home to a country not at war. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.